Well, according to the weather and how much you thought you'd need. If it is real freezing rain, bad weather, you'd try to stack enough wood up in there to do all night and try to keep enough stacked up there so your wife could build fires all the next day, you know. Just according to what, you usually had a wood box, you know, a big old box sitting to the left of the fireplace if you put that wood in to keep a mess in the house up so bad, you know.
Would you bring it like an arm?
Oh, yeah, bring it in your arm. That's the way we had to bring it in. Just go out in your arm and bring it in. And a lot of time, if you had a porch, you'd stack your wood on the porch. You know what I mean? Just stack it up on the porch where it kind of stay out of the weather, and it wouldn't have to get out on the ground to get it, you see. And a lot of people got so smart that they had built a big box on the outside of the house, right by the fireplace, right by the chimney, and it is open. And they'd pitch that wood over in that box, and it would feed. They had that opening to come on into the wall, and they could reach. Just sit in the house and reach in there and get the wood and put on the fireplace, and it just feed on down, you know. And that's a pretty nice deal. But I never did have that. But I had a neighbor down here that had that one time, and they'd put their wood in the house from the outside, you know, let it feed itself on down there, just kind of a slant and shoot, you know. They'd go on down into the house.
That sounds like a good idea.
It was a good idea. And you mentioned about that fireplace hearth. I thought about that idea. That is definitely called a hearth. That thing had come on out on the floor there in front of the fireplace. They call that the hearth.
Did you ever have one of those on a wood stove? Would you have a hearth on a wood stove?
No.
I didn't know if you would.
No, because it is always on legs or something off up of the floor. You couldn't hardly have. Didn't. Now, they have had things under there now, under that stove. I've seen things on metal pads put down on the floor, something under a stove, so if coals fell out of the stove when you fitted it up to catch that stuff, ashes, something like that. But they never did have a regular built-in hearth out of concrete or nothing like that, I don't think. I never did know of one.
Well, if you had a fireplace in here and it was cold, you might tell me to go out on the porch and get some wood. So would you say I'd bring an armload, an armful, or what?
Yeah. Get some wood. If it's a big stick, you might not bring but one stick. But if it's a small stick, you bring just all you could bring. You know, all you wanted to pack at a time, you know, just.
And you say, he brought in an arm.
What? Arm full of wood. Go get us an arm full of wood. It's getting cold in here.
Well, you know, when you went to the store, if you bought just like fruit or something, what would they put something like that in, just a little fruit?
You mean apples and oranges or something like that?
What would they put something like that in?
Just a paper sack.
were there different kinds of paper sacks? With different sizes and things?
Oh, yeah, all kind of sizes, from little old, just over a whole handful of stuff up to a gallon or two of stuff, or two or three gallons of stuff, as far as that's concerned. And they've had paper sacks ever since I can't remember when we didn't have paper sacks, I don't believe.
Did you ever hear them call anything else? Ever heard of a poke?
A what?
A poke. Ever heard of a paper sack called a poke?
Poke? No.
Well, you know, when you were driving horses, how did you make them go? I mean, did you have something to hit them with?
Well, you'd say, you the thing, when you start them off, if they're trained horses, you say, get up. And that means start off. So when you say, get up.
Did you have to hit them with anything?
No, not necessarily. You say, get up, and they'd go. And you say, whoa, and they'd stop.
So you didn't carry
them. But sometimes they'd get a little contrarian. Maybe you'd have to kind of shake your lines a little or tap them a little, you know, when you say, get up. But most of the time, when you say, get up, a trained horse, like we used to use them so much, they'd get up, they'd go.
Well,
that didn't mean go when you said get up. That didn't mean.
Didn't mean play around.
No. That mean go.
Did you have anything to hit them with?
Well, yeah. A lot of time we'd carry whips, and in a big lot of time we had these big leather, long leather lines that are longer than you really need, and that's pretty good to reach over and whap them with, you know. Piece of leather, you know, maybe about an inch wide and a quarter of an inch thick, you know, and would have enough of it, you know, to reach over and hit the horse. And I mean, it'd make a move. Of course, we had whips. And when we was buggies and surreys and things, we'd have buggy whips, you know, these nice fancy whips, you know, and that you pop them with a little old cracker on the end of it, pop them.